Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Go-Giver, a little story about a powerful business idea. Written and read by Bob Berg and John David Mann.
Forward. Giving, touching others' lives, expanding the circle of our concern to include others, being authentic, and being always open to receiving as well as giving. That's not just a children's fairy tale. It's a good description of many of the most amazing people I've encountered. And while they may live and work in different countries and in different fields, they all share the same core giving philosophy. This book captures that philosophy and shows you that it is more than a fable, a parable, or a pipe dream. It's real, a path that people can follow in their daily lives. People want to believe that this is the way the world can work, that living with a focus on others isn't just a nice goal, but that it can be a way of life and can lead to a life that is full, rich, and fulfilling. But then, too often, we feel pressured by the voices, both external and internal, of cynicism and resignation, telling us, "It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. You've got to look out for number one." Too many people think, "Oh, sure, once you've achieved success and financial stability, then you can afford to be a giving person." But in this book, Bob Berg and John David Mann, who among other things have given us the term go-giver, tell us that in fact being a giving person is how you achieve success in the first place, however you define success. Too often people hear, "Be a giver," and think of charities and writing checks, of giving back once we've already done well for ourselves. But that's only one very specific facet of giving. By "be a giver," Bob and John mean to be a giving person, period. One who gives thought, gives attention, gives care, gives focus, gives time and energy, gives value to others. Not as a quid pro quo, not as a strategy to get ahead, but because it is, in and of itself, a satisfying and fulfilling way to be. Arianna Huffington.
Introduction to the Expanded Edition. Not long after The Go-Giver first appeared, we got a letter from a man named Arlen Sorensen, the CEO of an Iowa IT firm. Arlen had organized a Go-Giver-themed summer retreat for more than 200 peer group companies. Inspired by the ideas in the book, several conference participants flew out to another state, on their own dime, to help brainstorm solutions for a colleague whose company was on the verge of closure. The firm pulled back from the brink and saw banner profits the following quarter, and the two men who'd done the consulting were surprised to find that what they learned in the process helped boost growth in their own companies, too. All of which, Arlen told us, was a result of his reading our little story about a powerful business idea. And Arlen wasn't the only one sending us reports like this. People in all sorts of businesses started telling us that our story was changing the way they did things. Chambers of Commerce told us they were adopting Go-Giver precepts as part of their professional code and giving copies of the book to their members to help their businesses become more successful. A fitness club challenged its staff to continually come up with creative improvements in the business based on the book's core principles. A legal firm reported using the book to help more effectively negotiate matrimonial disputes. The Go-Giver started as a book, but soon became a movement. Our hero Joe struggled to gain an advantage in his business, some clout and leverage, as he put it, and his encounters with his mentor's counterintuitive principles describing how the world really works, the more you give, the more you have, seemed to strike a chord, and not only in the world of business. Before long, we were hearing from parents, teachers, pastors, and counselors who were using the book in their work and in their lives, too. A high school teacher in Indiana told us he was taking his school's senior class through the book because he found it better equipped them to do well in the world. He has done it with every graduating